Hello, this is 5 minutes the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 728, and let's go for a golden scripture from Almighty God the good, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1, and it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you say. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And that's what I always supposed to say, you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, so I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we've been looking at the death of Christ, we've looked at the physical events, we're not on the Revelator, right? We've gone into Genesis, we've gone to Luke 1, and now we are on Proverbs 4:20 that says, my son, daughter inclusive, pay attention to my word. I would say to pay attention to God's word. What are you going to do? Going to devote your attention on other things so that you can focus more time into reading, listening to the word, having time, fellowshipping with God in his word. So we are looking at Mark 11:23, and in Mark 11, Jesus was walking with his disciples, and he cursed the fig tree. Following the way they come, he said, master, master, the fig tree that cursed is dead. And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11:23. He said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. He said, who is going to speak to the mountain? He said, whosoever, meaning you. And I'm saying to you, or I said to you yesterday in the previous episode, that he says in Revelation 1:5-6 that God has made you, not will make you, no, one day, probably, maybe, sometimes, no. He said that God has made you a king, amazing, and a priest, king, priest, kingly priest, royal priesthood. That's who you are. You are a king before you are even a priest. Amazing. Hey, I would have said priest, king, but he said king before priest. And so we looked at the functions as a king. So that as a priest, number one, you are a minister to God and man. So you serve God upward. There's an arrow that put it up, arrow, and then horizontally. Now he says also that you are a king. And or he says you are a king before you are a priest. So as a king, what do? You function as a king by representing God's authority on this earth. And how are you going to do that? I said that as a king, how do kings rule? Kings rule through their words. And therefore, God expects you to be able to speak to your mountains. There is nobody who should say, I am not qualified. He says he's made you kings and priests. Would you challenge that? Would you not rather take what God is saying? When God has created you and he knows who you are, and he says that this is what I've made you, why would you challenge? Why don't you just go along with him? He knows you through and through. He knows what he has made you in Christ Jesus. And he says, I've made you a king and I've made you a priest. And I said, assuming that this is an examination, and then you had session A, a king, session B, a priest, then you decide that no, as for me, I prefer session B, and session A and session B have equal marks. What are you going to do? You will have to pay attention to both. And that is what happened to man during the fall. Man has got difficulty in balancing things. And that's why the word says in Proverbs that an unequal balance is an abomination to God. It is something that is difficult for the falling man to do. And when the man is born again and the spirit he has a new spirit, and he is now living on this earth as a representative of God's power and authority, he begins to think that it's better for me to act as a priest instead of being a king. What's the use of being a king? But you can see it in all the churches all over the world, that when we don't pay attention to both of them, we are not getting what God has created the born again person to be, or recreated him to be. Because the person says, I'm a priest, I'm serving God, and therefore we minister to God and to man, we're doing everything possible to worship God, attend church, go here, evangelism, you go there, you do that, you do all around for Christ, doing the work of God, doing his will, praying and fasting, and going to people and helping people, the poor, doing everything. Okay, after you do that, do you remember that you are also a king? Immediately you say a king, then the person says, no, I prefer to be a priest and not a king. Listen, both of them must operate. The machine inside you is a kingly priest, is a king and a priest. You cannot say that you are just operating session A of your machine and not session B, or session B and not session A. It must all go together. This is what makes you the new creation. This is where the new creation shines brighter and brighter and brighter each day, when you're walking in this king priest, kingly priest, royal priesthood. The priesthood is royalty, blue blood. You have it. You don't have to admire kings and queens in the world and forget about who you are. People are vested in the royal family and all, but you don't know your royalty. And yours is you are the one who's got blue blood. So we have to take it seriously. You cannot just say, I am a king and forget about the priesthood, or I'm a priest and forget about the king. So when you see the person is doing God's way and everything, but when it comes to his authority in Christ, you see he has not even got one scripture. You don't even have one scripture. And when I say having one scripture, I mean a scripture that you are meditating on, you're walking in it, you're living in it. That is what is leading you. You're doing everything by that scripture. You don't even know, it hardly will it come into your mind that, hey, you've got power and authority on this earth. And so you see, in your, as you go in on evangelism, they said the person is dead, or the person is sick, or you can't do a thing. You're just standing by saying, oh God, have mercy. God, have mercy. When as a king, you're supposed to speak to mountains. And that's why Jesus said, whosoever. Now you understand why he said whosoever. He didn't say the pastor or the priest or the mighty man of God or the woman, prophetic woman. No. He said whosoever, including you. You cannot exclude yourself from this. If you're born again Christian, you cannot. Why? Revelation 1, 5 and 6 says what? You have been made into a king and a priest, kingly priesthood. The priesthood is a kingly one. It is a king who is the priest. Very, very important. And if we begin to walk in this, amazing things will happen. Listen, for you, walk in this. Walk in this. What are you? A king and a priest. What are you? Kingly priesthood. That's what you have. Don't take one session and forget about the other one. When you do that, you score poor marks in the examination. But poor marks is not for you. You are excellent. Excellent, excellent. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Please come back for more and share this link with somebody. Somebody ought to hear this.